On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg starting the weekend with a high of 22, Pretoria up to 24, and Rustenburg up to 27 degrees.
In your traffic this morning in Hurlingham on Willie Mandela Drive, traffic lights not working at Peter Place.
In your sport, the Proteas men's team take on Pakistan in the second T20 international of their series this evening, and a massive milestone for Doan van der Merwe. The South African-born star earns a 50th test cap for Scotland this coming weekend.
We start with developments coming from America impacting our country. The Trump administration announced plans to drastically cut back the number of refugees to be accepted annually by America to a record low. Priority is given to white South Africans. Under the new policy, the United States will welcome only 7,500 refugees in the next fiscal year. That started already on the 1st of October. As Mangalisa Kumalo reports, the White House states in a memo that white Afrikaners will be allocated the majority of these spaces.
The announcement comes while more groups of white South Africans wait to be relocated to America as part of Trump's refugee program. The first group of around 50 Afrikaners arrived for resettlement in America in May. Trump has said the Afrikaners being taken in as refugees by the United States are fleeing a terrible situation back home. That's despite South Africa's insistence that they do not face persecution in their homeland. In addition to slashing refugee numbers, the Trump administration has moved to strip temporary protected status of Afghans, Haitians, Venezuelans and nationals of several other countries. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Back home, the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry has heard evidence implicating senior police officials in alleged corruption linked to tenders to the value of 360 million rand. A protected witness testified yesterday that controversial businessman and murder accused Vusi Musi Kat Matlala confessed to paying suspended Deputy Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya up to 1 million rand a month in cash. Anasasi Makobu has more.
Witness C, a detective with Gauteng Counterintelligence, said the confession was recorded shortly after Matlala's arrest in May. In the recording, Matlala allegedly described Sibiya as a criminal who helped him secure a 360 million police tender. After each SAPS payment, a portion was allegedly handed to Sibiya.
Mr. Matlala has indicated that he had given General Sibiya an amount of 2 million rands.
Anastasia Mkhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
To news from elsewhere on our continent, condemnation by the UN Security Council of reported atrocities in Al-Fashir in Western Sudan. Aid groups and activists fear a return to the ethnically targeted atrocities of 20 years ago. The South African government has condemned the attacks on civilians and infrastructure, including hospitals in Sudan. And Britain wakes up this morning with one less prince and a royal in freefall. 65-year-old Andrew has been stripped of all his titles and the style to which he has been accustomed. His older brother, King Charles III, also announced last night that Andrew has been given notice to move out of the luxurious 30-room mansion Royal Lodge on the secluded Windsor estate. He now has to find a place for himself and also pay for it out of his own pocket. The announcement followed a torrent of outrage at renewed accusations of sexual assault made by one of Jeffrey Epstein's main accusers against the 65-year-old Andrew. He has denied all the allegations. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about all these headline stories that we head into the weekend with. It's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news.
All right, secret sound time.